In order to really, in order to really get anywhere, what did we get out of there? Practice is an awareness, a chlata, that you don't stop. You change gears, you move into a different avenue of limud, of being alive, of being. But you don't stop. You don't stop for a second. What did I ask my daughter last night? I said, "What did you learn today? You learn anything new today?" I always ask them, "What did you learn new today?" You know, the whole day you didn't learn anything new. That's like a waste of life. So what did you learn new today? Nothing. So I gave an example of something she did learn. Something from what happened during the day or whatever. She said, "Ah, I thought you meant at school." I mean, we drilled into our head that, you know, you learn at school and the rest of the day you play, you know, or you work, or you... But learning is in... You've got to break that habit. Learning is 24 hours. Learning is cooler. You've got to be learning all the time something. You've got to be extracting total awareness, right? Doesn't have to be deep, overwhelming, gewaldic insights into reality. But as the Miller says, you know, the egg on your plate at breakfast is a sugya. How many people are raised that slice of bread for you? How many people were involved? You had a piece of bread this morning for breakfast? How many people were involved in getting you that piece of bread? No? Have a guess. You know how long it took to make that piece of bread?
Well, I'm going to say, just to take all the ingredients and think where they came from and how they got to one place.
Yeah. You needed to plow the field. No, to plow the field, you need steel. And the steel, you have to dig out of the ground. Yeah, and that's just a very quick example, you know. The truck that brought us to the McCulloch needs tires, so you need rubber, and you need a couple of 100,000 people have been OSEC for the last few thousand years making you bread, you know. So, now break it down, you know, break it down more and more and more. You know? So how much limud there is in that stickle loaf of bread on your breakfast? So limud in everything. So limud in everything.
And you think about that before you said
brachah,
I would imagine
it's like... Yeah, okay, that's already...
No, you could do it once, you know.
You're right. The thinkers once said to somebody, "You've got a fantastic segula not to burn your mouth in the hot soup." When you get hot soup, you burn your mouth. So there's a gewaldic segula that you'll never burn your mouth when you eat hot soup. What's the segula? The guy came to him zuching, wanting segula. So I gave him the segula. He's a litvisha, Rosh Hashanah, asking for segula, you know, looking for trouble. So he said to him, he says, "Before you eat the soup, chazat talyag mitzvahs balte. When you eat the soup, it won't burn your mouth." It's the gula for not burning your mouth, you know. But you're right, if you would stop for 1 second, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imutl afon of boss of a dog in the kol min emakam," whatever, spread in front of you an enormous array of beautiful food, it says, "Hamshich et yodov." It hold your hand back. The normal pshat is, don't eat it, hold back from it. The Pshutchen explained, he said, it doesn't mean hold back, it means stop for a second and think about what you're doing. Think about what you're eating, think about what you're about to do. Chama. Look at the colors, look at the beauty, look at the chesed, the chesed, the rachamim in Benchik, right? So stop and look at the chesed, the chesed, the rachamim of what's lying in front of you. For 30 seconds, then make a bracha and eat. And just stop for 1 second to think about the beauty. So there's a limud in everything we do. There's always a limud. Yeah, you're walking, you see this, you see that. There's always something to be learned from everything, yeah? So that was the first thing going on. Then he said, hamshichyot. You don't have soccer, you don't make a soccer. Set aside a time in the day, try it, practice it, you know, do a little bit of gym work on this, 15 minutes, where I'm not interrupting, I'm not stopping for 1 second. And we did this yesterday in the bath, and one of the guys said to me, "What happens if you decided that's what you're doing, you're learning whatever, and then your rof comes up and interrupts you in the middle of learning? You know, or somebody comes up to ask you a question, and now you've got a shot of the Derech Eretz, etc." So I said, "Because you didn't learn the line yet. The line says that you don't move unless it's Pekuach Nefesh. It says, Pekuach Nefesh. Being nice to somebody is not Pekuach Nefesh, if it mamash is. If you know that you're not smiling because I was going to call you to suicide or get a kid or whatever, then I'm not Pekuach Nefesh, you have to say it." I said, "But there's ways to prevent it from happening. Put a sign on your standard saying, 'Please do not disturb.'" So someone turned around and said, "Yeah, but then people think you're a Balgaiver and that you're a Fulton and I think you're such a miscarriage." I said, What bothers you? And it really bothers you. So you're 15 minutes, you're half an hour, you don't want to be interrupted. Go lock yourself in a room where you won't get interrupted. Yeah? You got to take sechana, take planning. You're going to set aside half an hour where you're going to be just you and Hashem, or you doing whatever you're doing, whatever your goal is. You want to think about whatever it is you're going to think about now without a focus. So then you've got to go somewhere, you know. The Eastern has gone to a mountain for 20 years where no one's ever getting interrupted because no one's stupid enough to ever go where they are. Yeah? Some, you know, you see where they built their little retreats in the middle, I don't know, shit, you know, it's a 6 month walk to get there. They're like, I interrupt you, vice versa, you know, it's not the first time in 10 years anyone's got to interrupt you. So okay, we don't do that, that's not our lifestyle, but you want to set aside 20 minutes, half an hour to just uninterrupted learning, so then do some achana, think about where you, how you're going to do it, so you don't get interrupted. The famous Meister, Brother Yidler, who, he woke up one day and he realized, you know, my life's going and going, and what have I got to show when I get to Shemayim? So he decided there and then in the basement, just that's it. I'm not going to work until 12 o'clock. I'm sitting and learning until midday. And then I'll go open the store. Got to mention to his wife what his tochniyot were. So 9 o'clock in the morning, the customers come to the shop. He's not there. They start looking. They come to the house. In those days, some of the house wasn't too far from the store, yeah? People used to live by the store. It was a big chiddush that you live 2 hours away from where you work. Yeah, it's a clear. And you try to explain to your great-grandfather that, you know, you have one house and then you have another store. And you have another little box that you go from one box to another box in every day. And then you spend 2 hours driving back. What are you talking about? You live in the room in the back of the store. You live on top of the store. Who lives there 3 hours away from me? Anyway, so they went to the wife and they said, where's your husband? He's looking. Hour, they can't find him. What's going on? She hasn't paid. She thinks maybe something happened. They found the cops, so they can't find him anywhere. Eventually he thinks, you know, the last place he went to Dublin this morning. Let me go ask the guys at Dublin, maybe they know what happened to him. She walks in there, there's Yankala sitting and learning. She goes up to him and says, Yankala, where are you? What are you going on? You know, the people waiting in the store, what's going on with you? He says, listen, if you walked in here now and you found me dead on the floor, one time you walked in and I was dead, would you be screaming at me now to go to the store? No! So I'm dead. Until 12 o'clock, I'm dead. Leave me alone. Goodbye. Tell the customers, I died, I'll get the shop open after 3 years, somebody says. That's what it means, honestly, I'm a spoil. If you want to do this, if you want to get this last soccer's benayim, you have to set up a period of time, clear it in material, that's really what it is, where I'm dead. And the only thing that's going to get me out to deal with this is if the Torah obligates me, because there's some kind of pekuch nefesh here, that I have to close my Gemara off I go. There were guys that lost, I know a guy, his grandfather, he told me his grandfather at a club, they didn't work after Chatzoson on Erev Shabbos, the shop, they didn't work, they locked the store. If a guy came in at 5 to 12 and they could see that it was going to work after 12, they wouldn't take the business. I'd make losing a fortune. You can't lose a fortune. Rosh Hashanah was decided, we have a deal, we don't work after Chatzos, it could be the king with millions of dollars, etc., 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 we don't work. Finish, 12 o'clock, yeah? Same on Shabbos. Would you sign a check on Shabbos? No, why not? I can make a fortune. Because you don't. So their Shabbos started in Chatzos. That doesn't work. It's partial. Dead. Yeah? Dead people don't sign checks. That's the kind of headspace you've got to get into here. What do you mean someone walks up and says, hello, how are you? You feel guilty about saying, cheer. Rabbeinu Nathan used to have a tiny dibble. 177 years, 1 year out of seven. You had a whole tochnit of 7 years, different cycles, fasting in different ways. But 1 year, out of every seven, he had a tiny dibble. He never spoke, except in learning. Yeah? Or thinking, Thomas, he probably spoke to his wife. So he had a sign on his standard saying, I'm very sorry, but I'm not speaking today. So nobody walked up to speak to him. It might happen once or twice, people will, and they'll bug you. Eventually they see that they're not going to have a conversation with you, they stop bugging you. Who in the, around the yeshiva, who is it that the guys always interrupt? The guys that are interruptible. You know who the schmoozers are, you know who the guys are, they stand outside with a cigarette. So that's the guy, if you want to schmooze, you're going to go to. If you know the guy doesn't schmooze, so then you're not going to bother him. So you'll try once or twice, you realize this guy's not a schmooze, you'll never bother him again. You see, the masmidim don't get bothered. The guys everywhere, everyone knows who the masmidim downstairs are. Would you ever think of bothering him? Never. The guys, you're not going to get anywhere with him. So you have to, I'm saying this requires a chana. You can't, if you want to get 15 minutes out of a quarter hour, you have to set it up properly and get your head spaced out. I'm not interruptible now. So Paul Foy said, he said, you know when you can find a guy, you know when you're, where can you get hold of somebody? So if you phone him at home, then they'll say he can't come now, he's eating. Abba's having supper now, he can't come to the phone now. If you'll phone back half an hour later, no, Abba's busy, he's resting now, can't come to the phone. He's reading the newspaper now, he can't come to the phone. Abba's busy with the Yichveis, what's he doing? He's cutting the hedge, can't come to the phone now. So when can Abba come to the phone? But he's learning with his chavrusa. The only time you can get hold of a guy is when he's learning. Then you can talk to him a chokshi. Everything else, what are you talking about? I'm in a meeting, I'm at this. Interrupt other while he's having supper? Interrupt other while he's having lunch? That you can't do. So when can you talk to the guy? That's when he's learning. When he's talking to the guy. The same way that you wouldn't take a phone call if you were in the middle of a very busy meeting with your bank account or whatever, and you were busy with the bank manager, and the phone rings, you don't answer it. So too when you're learning, you don't answer the phone. You have to set it up. It doesn't happen automatically. Takes practice. Okay. Now we're into the third of the five steps. Ikviut. Behetem letochnit kavur. Bishuin la'tzliach ve'emes likanet le'iluch. In order to really get into gear, atachayim nimtzoh et haketzef hamatim. You have to find what ketzef, the groove, the rhythm. You've got to get into the right rhythm. It's not enough to just stop. Yeah, I get my 15 minutes, no more interruption. Good. But you've got to get that 15 minutes into some kind of rhythm. Hagufa noshi oy tavniyot. The human body likes tavniyot. What's a tavniyot? Tavniyot means vacation, huh? Yeah.
Trade
means structure.
Routine, I guess.
Routine, structure, yeah? You know those little tavniyot that you vacation, little boxes, yeah? Afilu hamshimut hamertiot beyoyse hofeches lesirot kishay nasis de misgeret kwa umuchet. Mukeret. Even the most
Climber.
Yeah, no, I know what you're gonna say, I'm just trying to get this clear. The most transient sort of abstract things get solidified if they're done in the correct misgeret, the correct framework. For example, Climber. Asir oyster pilot, boyser makam, boyser man, boyser oyster. As much as you can in a normal kind of way. Try and do things at the same time of the day in the same place. A tefillah, for example. Don't daven mincha one day, yeah, one day there, one day there, one day, yeah, shachris, yeah, boom, one day daven night, one day daven night, one day daven there, one day, I'm talking to myself here. Yeah, ma'arif, daven. Try as much as possible to do the same thing in the same place. You have a chumash seder. Yeah, chumash seder you learn in the afternoon, 3 to 3:15. Don't do one day in the morning, one day in the afternoon, one day at night. Obviously, it's better to do it not like that than not to do it at all. But if you want to get into a groove, you want to get to a rhythm, even the secular education will say that it's better to do the same thing at the same time. Get into a groove. In the Torah world, we learn even in the morning, we learn the kiss in the afternoon. Yeah, that's the groove. One day I'm going to learn in the morning, I'll learn bakir, then I'll change, and then I'll go, yeah, and one day I'll have my daf yomi in the morning, I'll have it in the afternoon, I'll have it. Since daf yomi should always the same time, same place. You get a rhythm. It's very powerful there. Very, very powerful there. Zura Sibir, Shabavoyus Hashem Yishan and Pilot Kvurk Mirosh Bakolyo. That's why in Avoyus Hashem you see that it's set up, the system set up, that there's certain things you do as the day starts. The Moshe Lanayomi Moidani. As you wake up in the morning, say Modi Ali. Why don't you say it when you go to sleep? Say Modi Ali when you go to sleep. No, Modi Ali's time is not as you wake up. So Tadarach Hashem Shanichal. Thank you Hashem for waking me up. Zil regal shel hoidiya modas al hizdamnut hanosefet shenitla lanu odyot. It's thanking Hashem for all opportunities to serve you, all opportunities to grow. Thank you Hashem for this piece of life that you've just given me. Modas zu ezeres lanu latchil esayoyim. The regular means you get off on the right foot, you get out of bed on the right side when you wake up in the morning, and your first awaking moment is Hoydel Hashem. Yeah, that's what Chazal understood. In a tennis line, Nukudah Psiche Mitziyenet LeYom HaChadash. It's the way to open up the day. Hekdesh Zman Kuvur BeYoyim Bishvil HaMatara Shalei HaTashoyef. Set aside Madish time. What does Madish mean? It means set it aside. Separate our special time for a specific goal that you have an aspiration to achieve. Ata lo chayev lahagdish lekach 24 hours a day. You don't have to set aside 24 hours a day, that's what I'm doing, yeah? It would be great if you could. Hischayev bekol ram lamoy ba'is hazman, kata o aloch, ulishmo al ikviyut bekol yom. Machayev yourself with a loud voice, these 5 minutes of magdish to learn a Mishnah every day from 7 to 7:30. Yarovar Yarovar. If something happens, if you have to make a change, fine, make a change, but then mashlim it straight away. Yom koyach otsum bedibu. Yesh koyach otsum bedibu. The powerful koyach when you say things. You don't have to tell the whole world that's what you're doing, because then you're already kind of doing it. You tell people, listen, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, and then I'm not doing it. You tell the whole world. Tell yourself. We'll see it later. It's number three, I think. Alicha Sasai, three, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Alicha Sasai. Talk it out, speak it out, speak it out, speak it out. That's the way of learning, that's the way of getting into it. Talk it out. The fichu, the vav chalasis, is kolad vorim ha'elu. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do this. It should be your heart and then your mouth. No, no, you want to get it in your heart, you have to speak it. Talk about yesterday's one in the shul, the musa, you got to speak it out. Not enough to sit there and just learn it. You've got to say it over and over and over. Because this was the whole night on one pasuk. One night on one whole pasuk. Very important pasuk. That's one real pasuk. But that's what it takes. You're just standing waiting to change. Ein sofek sheshaych yafuch reshoinim v'ikutim. There's no doubt that a person can make some real qualitative changes if you follow this. And sadly, התחייב להקדיש מספר דקות מדי בוקר. Take on, voila, 365 days a year, למשך שרית חייך, להודס על החיים. Take 2 or 3 minutes every day for the rest of your life, 365 days a year, at this specific time, don't take on an hour. You're not going to do it. Take on 3 minutes every day. Yeah? להודס על החיים, כאשר אתם מתעורר, בערך את עצם חריס החיים. When you wake up in the morning, take 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever it is, after Nagavat, before Nagavat, before you do anything, just 1 or 2 minutes every day, take upon yourself to just value how much your life's worth. That's all. Cute, same thing every day. You want to do something else, do something else. It doesn't have to be this. You can work on whatever you want to work on. But at the same time, same place, every day, forever. Forever. There's some things you shouldn't take on forever. Sometimes you take them on, like a shachtuk on one Erev Rosh Hashanah to bench from a bencher until Pesach. You have to know where your yetzer is coming from. That's why this has to be something very short and very easy. If you're going to take on, I'm going to learn a Mishnah every day for the rest of my life. Oh, I don't know if you should do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but yeah, maybe I'm going to take on a Mishnah every day. I'm going to learn this month, and then we'll see next month. Yeah, or until I finish this Masechta, and then we'll see. But yeah, you're looking for something that you're going to take on forever. Make sure there's something you can stick to. Okay. How's the time there?
I think
we're at 58. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll be number 4. Machzeire, Shinun v'chazare. The next one is chazare.
Yeah,
6 o'clock, okay. Oh, that clock you're talking about.
Yeah,
there it is. Oh, yeah, what's the time? Is that even that's the problem. You're so busy with what I just learned.
I didn't even notice that the clock was there.
You know, you
can't put
the clock. I'm looking. I don't see a clock anywhere.
Okay. If it stops working, let me know. Have a good job.